A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9, tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
Monday, catch up with what's going on. Breaking news the moment you get up. Weather and traffic so you can plan your day every 6 minutes in the morning.
Ask the Doctor is brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
Hello, friends. Turn up the radio and stay a while. I'm Greg Neft, and this is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. We are very glad that you have joined us today because with the help of St. Vincent's Healthcare, over the next 60 minutes, we're going to talk, question, learn, and hopefully answer your health questions. And if you have one, we are more than happy to give it a try at answering it for us. Give us a call, why don't you? 340-1045. 340-1045. That is from the 904 area code. And today we are talking about heart health. Most of February, and we have two pretty great people to answer your heart-related questions and your health-related questions. After all, they are in the medical field. Dr. Samil Oza, who is the Chief of Cardiology at St. Vincent's Hospital, Riverside. Welcome, Doctor. Thanks so much for being here this Saturday.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
We're glad you're with us. And our good friend, registered dietitian, Kat Pitakelli, who's the Heart Smart Coordinator. You told me not to do that, and I did it, but you're my good friend, and I'm so glad you're back. Please come back again. Don't hate me. Welcome to you both, guys. And, you know, I think it was Bruce Springsteen who said, everybody has a hungry heart. He's a doctor, right? No. But we want a heart. We want a healthy heart, too. And, Doctor, you know, we've heard so much about a problematic heart. What, in your opinion, does a healthy heart look like?
Well, you want to make sure that you have several components, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your heart function, the valves, the structure of your heart. Those are all very important. There's also the electrical system of the heart, arrhythmias and so forth, that can also go awry if you don't have a healthy heart.
Mm. You know, we were talking, Kat, earlier before the show, and we talked a little bit about a new study that's come out that says cholesterol doesn't necessarily matter as much as it used to, which made me want to go and eat a whole bunch of ribs and, you know, French fries and stuff like that. But you'd say that's probably not the best thing to do, even though the FDA is now kind of backtracking on cholesterol.
Well, I think when a study like that is released, we all kind of get excited thinking, well, we can eat whatever we want and, mm-hmm. and still be healthy. But unfortunately, that's really just not the case. And in fact, it's a bit misleading because to say cholesterol isn't as big of a factor, well, most foods that are high in cholesterol would also be high in saturated fat. And that we know conclusively that saturated fat causes elevated cholesterol levels, which mm-hmm. is eventually going to lead to plaque buildup and heart attack or strokes.
And that's certainly not something we want. Also, it doesn't feel very good to eat those foods, does it? I mean, when you eat like fried chicken, when you eat like mashed potatoes with a lot of butter on it, it really kind of weighs you down. Doesn't make you feel very energetic, does it?
That's right. It slows down the digestive process. It takes a lot longer for your body to process those foods. So you do tend to feel full longer and things like that.
340-1045, 340-1045, talking about heart health here with St. Vincent's Hospital, St. Vincent's Healthcare, and Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. Doctor, let's talk a little bit about coronary artery disease. It's also known as heart disease. What is that and how can it affect people?
So coronary disease is essentially blockage of the arteries that supply the heart, the coronary arteries. It builds up. The buildup is called plaque, and part of that plaque consists of cholesterol. There's many components to it. There's stable plaque and unstable plaque. Mm-hmm. When you have an unstable plaque, you're more likely to have a heart attack from plaque rupture. Things that lead to instability are things like inflammation, disease of the lining of the blood vessels. And these sorts of things can cause heart attacks. There can be stable plaque where there's blockages that cause chest pain. Mm-hmm. Chest pain, if you've heard the term angina, that's chest pain that's sure. due to these blockages because blood can't get to a certain part of the heart as efficiently as it needs to. Mm-hmm. So there's different levels of blockages in the arteries or coronary artery disease.
Let's talk about correlation between weight and heart health. I mean, I see somebody who is heavy. And they may not have any heart problems, but somebody thin, can they have heart problems? Like, for example, somebody who's even under their recommended weight, can they have heart problems?
Oh, absolutely. There's plenty of people out there that have a predisposition due to family history, due to other factors that you can have an elevated cholesterol despite looking healthy. So you do have to get your numbers checked. You have to know your numbers. You can have elevated blood pressure. You can have hypertension. If even regardless of the fact that you're underweight or at your ideal weight. Now, being obese or overweight increases your risks for all these things, but by no means do you have to be obese to have coronary disease or any kind of heart disease.
340-1045, 340-1045. We're talking about heart health this edition of Ask the Doctor right here on News 104.5 WOKV. And if you do have a question, please feel free to give us a call. Kat, where you come in, we talk about heart health. We talk about things that you do to keep yourself healthy. And your Heart Smart program is a big part of that. Talk a little bit about it if you can.
Sure, absolutely. Heart Smart is an 8-week comprehensive cardiovascular and wellness program that's designed to prevent and even reverse heart disease by addressing its underlying causes. So throughout our 8-week course, we're not only teaching participants, you know, what they should or should not eat, we're teaching them how to read food labels, how to grocery shop, how to eat heart healthy when on the go, and how to prepare heart healthy meals. We also have an exercise physiologist that comes in and helps us get started with our physical activity. We have a stress management specialist, a cardiologist, and a chef that leads us in a heart-healthy cooking demo.
I was about to say, you do prepare your own meals in this program, so people eat very, very well. What was on the menu last week?
Oh, so last week we had japchae, which a sweet, it's an oriental sweet potato noodle, and with lots of fresh veggies. And then we paired with that an oriental salad. And a dessert, a heart-healthy dessert.
And just being heart smart doesn't mean you can't have fun. You had a little bit of a party. What was it, last night? Did you tell me last night? Tell me about it.
So Heart Smart, we had our first social event. We had participants from our initial pilot cohort, from our first cohort that graduated in January, and our current cohort. And we all met at Your Pie on Southside, and we got to put into practice all that we learned about heart-healthy nutrition.
I'm guessing pepperoni was not on the menu.
Not so much, no. No, we all had our whole wheat crust and our pizza loaded with veggies. So.
Well, that sounds really delicious. Doctor, let's talk a little bit about, speaking of ingesting things, let's talk a little bit about medications to help people who have coronary artery disease or high cholesterol. We've all heard of the statin. A lot of people don't like taking it. And can you talk a little bit about why people might be adverse to taking something that might help them out a lot?
Sure. Well, statins are by far one of the most frequently prescribed drugs. They've been shown to reduce LDL across the board and also decrease the risk of coronary disease and the endpoint of actually cardiovascular death. So statins have been shown to benefit across the board many different types of people. However, they also have side effects. You know, no medication is without side effects. One of the most common side effects is what's called myalgias. That means muscle pain. Statins, through its effect on the muscle fibers, can cause muscle pain, muscle weakness, things like that. So that's probably one of the most common reasons that people have to come off of statins. Often we have to reduce the dose, even give it once a week, as little as once a week in certain patients that can't tolerate them. So that's one of the reasons. Another reason is they can cause liver disease. Very rarely they can cause an elevation in the liver enzymes, which is a form of liver inflammation or hepatitis. Generally, when you stop the statin, that returns to normal. That's another reason why some people have to come off of statins. You know, there's a lot of myths about statins. There's some studies that showed an increase in diabetes and things like that with certain statins. But I think overall, the benefits from statins far outweigh the risks. And every study that comes out shows that we need to be more and more aggressive with our use of these drugs in patients that have high cholesterol at a younger age. Because, you know, coronary disease and plaque deposition, that doesn't happen overnight. It occurs over 5, 10, 20 years. So if you can catch somebody at the age of 40 that has an elevated cholesterol before they start depositing a significant amount of this plaque, it's much better than catching them at the age of 60 or 70, at which point they've probably already done some of the damage that you know is caused by the coronary disease and the elevated cholesterol levels.
I'm going to ask a simple question, maybe a silly question, but I've always been curious. Everybody gets heartburn from time to time. Mm-hmm. Everybody has that, and it can be quite painful. I mean, how do you tell just plain old heartburn from what could be a nasty heart attack or some sort of other event?
Well, that's a good question. There, in certain cases, it's difficult to tell the difference. So sometimes heart attacks can manifest as heartburn. People with diabetes, women often don't present with the classic, quote, anginal chest pain, the grabber that people clutch their chests, have radiation to their jaw and their arm. That doesn't always happen in people. So heartburn can be mistaken. Heart attacks can be mistaken for heartburn often, and a lot of times people don't come in when they should because they think it's heartburn. However, in most people, you do tend to have shortness of breath associated with it. Often with exertion, your chest pain gets worse. That's probably a very classic symptom that, you know, as you exert yourself, your heart needs more oxygen, more blood flow to basically perfuse the muscle because your heartbeat. Your heart rate increases and the oxygen demand increases. So as you exert yourself, you actually get more chest pain if you have a blockage because you aren't able to get enough blood there. So that's probably one of the classic telling signs is chest pain with exertion.
Wow. Certainly something to look out for. Well, speaking of questions, we do have Maxine on the line. Maxine joining us from the beaches, 340-1045. Maxine, thanks so much for calling in. What's your question for Ask the Doctor?
Well, I was just, I have been told that I have 40 to 50% blockage of the left descending artery. I have not had a heart cath in like probably 4 years. I was in the emergency room a couple of weeks ago and I was dizzy and I did have some tests done, but I have not heard whenever I was supposed to go back and have the reading of the test. They canceled my appointment. So is this something that I really should worry about? And I get short of breath, and I do have, I don't call it chest pain, but it's like more like pressure.
Sure. So your symptoms of shortness of breath and chest pressure, does that happen with exertion when you kind of move around a bit, or does it happen when you're just sitting there?
It will happen both ways.
Both ways.
Yes, sir. Sometimes it, you know, and like I said, I'm a vegetarian, so, you know, I don't eat anything that, you know, my cholesterol should not be up. My blood pressure's okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't exercise. I know but I'm not overweight either, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, your symptoms definitely do seem to be somewhat concerning and would warrant further testing. I don't know if your dizziness that you actually went to the hospital for has anything to do with that, but the fact that you also have chest pain, shortness of breath, that would kind of say that I would, if you were my patient, I'd probably want to do more testing at that point. You know, you said you had 40 to 50% blockage on a previous heart cath. Now, that's not what we call critical stenosis, so that's not something that you'd stent. However, I mean, this kind of moves over into CATS territory. You know, there's certain types of diet and exercise and lifestyle regimens that have been shown to actually reverse this sort of coronary disease. There's no medication you can take that actually reverses coronary disease. Even statins haven't been shown conclusively to reverse it. The HeartSmart program is based on the Dean Ornish diet, and that's actually the only diet that's been shown to reverse coronary disease. Being vegetarian is great. I'm actually a vegetarian myself. However, you can have a pretty unhealthy diet being a vegetarian if you're eating fried foods, if you're eating dairy and cheese and butter and things like that. So, you know, I'd love to say all vegetarians are going to live to be, you know, 100 years old, but you can do some damage just being a vegetarian, unfortunately. They actually say that vegetarians and people that, you know, eat, you know, omnivores that eat meat as well, eat the same eat about the same amount of animal products because of the dairy ingestion of vegetarians.
Right. Well, I take a baby aspirin a day, and I take CoQ10, and that's all I take. And I probably do ingest quite a bit of dairy products, the cheese and all, because that's basically my food is cheese.
Okay. Well, you know, I would definitely want to, would want you to try to follow up with your physician, just because you have a history of coronary disease with these symptoms.
Maxine, thank you very much for calling in to Ask the Doctor. More of your phone calls straight ahead, 340-1045. Dr. Oza and Kat will be joining us, talking a little bit about heart health here on News 104.5 WOKV. Back after this.
The NSD Bank. battle rages on.
A federal judge putting the brakes on the Obama executive action.
No matter what side of the fence you're on, you can't miss a minute of perspective. From Herman Cain at 9, Rush Limbaugh at noon, and Sean Hannity at 3 on News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Herman Cain here, and like most people, I love getting a luxury experience, especially when it comes to buying a Lexus. That's why I love Brumos Lexus. At Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and Lexus of Jacksonville, you always get the outstanding customer service you deserve. Not to mention incredible offers on all your favorite Lexus models, including the all-new first-ever Lexus RC Coupe and NX crossover. They also have a great selection of pre-owned and certified pre-owned Lexus, so you'll always find what you're looking for. And that's not all. Every vehicle that Brumos services is covered by the Brumos Lifetime Warranty, so you can fix it once, never pay again. Go visit my friends at Brumos, either Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard, and tell them Herman sent you. Or to view their entire inventory online, visit Brumos.com.
Madden Advisory Services would like to encourage you to educate yourself when it comes to voting in this year's election. The WOKV Hobnob event on March 5th at Everbank Field is the perfect place to meet and ask questions of the local candidates.
Whether it is at the local or national level, actions taken by government have a direct impact on you as a citizen. You must be an informed voter.
This year's election will affect your job, community, and financial needs. Get the facts at Hobnob.
If you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools. We can put a pool in it.
All Seasons Pools builds high-quality pools and stands behind every pool they build, just as they have for the past 34 years. At AllSeasonsPools.com, you can design and build your new pool. No matter the challenges of your backyard, All Seasons Pools can design the custom pool of your dreams. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com. The pool of your dreams is just a call or click away at All Seasons Pools. With over 30 years of experience building pools in Florida, All Seasons Pools has seen it all. They can make your backyard come alive with a gorgeous pool that your family will love for years to come. Call 877-410-POOL or go to AllSeasonsPools.com now. That's AllSeasonsPools.com to build your new pool. At All Seasons Pools, if you have a backyard, we can put a pool in it. All Seasons Pools.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Welcome back to Chase.
Hey, Juan. Nice to see you.
Hey, Mrs. Davis.
At Chase, our bankers go the extra mile in getting to know you. Because the better we know our customers, the more they inspire us to provide great customer service.
Chef, good to see you.
Oh, hi, Sister Mary. I have your debit card.
Jamie, Miranda, how are the kids?
Coach, great win on Saturday. How can I help you today?
In 2014, J.D. Power ranked Chase Bank highest customer satisfaction with retail banking in Florida. And that doesn't stop at the branch. There's our online banking, user-friendly mobile apps, and our ongoing expansion in Florida, with nearly 400 branches and over 1,700 ATMs and counting.
Oh, and this must be Amanda. You're even cuter than your pictures.
At Chase, we're committed to making your banking experience even better so we can earn your trust and loyalty, so you can choose a bank where people come first. Stop in and say hi at your local Chase branch. Chase, so you can.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Chase Mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Enroll in Chase online and download the Chase Mobile app. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
See dealer for details.
It's the beginning of tax refund season. And if you're looking for a no-nonsense great deal on a brand new car, truck, or SUV, you need to come to Jacksonville. Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Bay Meadows. Our lenders are standing by with millions. And we're going to make it easy to get the one you want at a price and payment to fit your budget. Good credit, bad credit. Now is the time to buy. Save big on Ram trucks, Jeep Cherokees, and more. Now, through the end of the week. Jacksonville, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, I-295, and Bay Meadows.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A mix of clouds and sun today, but much milder temperatures reaching the mid to upper 60s, inland low 60s at the beaches. It's an 8 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 50 degrees. Partly sunny, very mild tomorrow. All the way up to 76, and then clouds increase Monday, a few afternoon showers, and it turns cooler with a high of 64. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
It is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV. Kat is with us. Dr. Oz is with us. We are talking about one particular organ this half hour, and it is the heart. We want to keep that heart very, very healthy. 340-1045, 340-1045. And, you know, a lot of times people say aspirin is like this legendary, nearly mythical medication that can help the heart in so many ways, Doctor. Is that the case?
Well, you know, it can help a lot of people. It's basically what's called a platelet inhibitor, so it keeps platelets from sticking together, which causes clots that cause stroke and cause heart attack. The problem is that aspirin also causes side effects, like every medication. Yeah. It can cause bleeding in the stomach. Ooh. It can cause kidney problems. And what they've found and what kind of we've known for a long time but is now coming out in public is that, you know, if you're pretty healthy, if you don't have a lot of risk factors – there's really not much benefit from aspirin. So the relatively healthy person doesn't benefit from the preventative aspects of aspirin that somebody with previous coronary disease that has had stents or diabetes or longstanding high blood pressure benefit from.
You know, I guess that when do you start seeing problems in folks? When do you start getting really, on average, when would you say that the majority of heart problems start occurring?
You know, it used to be probably that you saw it later in life. You know, you tend to think of people having heart attacks after the age of 55, 60, even 70 years of age. However, because of our obesity epidemic, because there's children with morbid obesity, you see more kids at a younger and younger age being very overweight. They start the process of plaque deposition, of elevated LDL cholesterol levels at a younger age. So you're essentially moving forward the progress of coronary disease by decades, for example. We see patients in their 30s that have had heart attacks. So if you go to some of the areas and especially around Jacksonville where there's not a lot of education about what you should eat, what you should avoid, smoking cessation, because smoking is obviously a huge risk factor for coronary disease. Those people have heart attacks in their 30s and 40s.
That's really a shame. Does your cardiology unit, do you have to treat children from time to time?
You know, we don't have the capacity to treat people under the age of 18 generally in our department. But for the most part, you really don't see that often. That's actually getting to a point where usually people at that point do have some cholesterol deposition in their arteries, but it's generally not to the point that it causes problems. I'd say the vast majority of people that we treat are over the age of 30.
Sure.
In my field, I'm an electrophysiologist, which is a fancy word for an electrician of the heart.
Wow.
And I treat arrhythmias. So there's actually a lot of people, there's a lot of kids that have arrhythmias that have nothing to do with any other heart disease. But as you get older, you have other sorts of more dangerous conditions that are arrhythmic, like atrial fibrillation. That's a disease that's probably the most common arrhythmia in people, but it has more to do with the overall cardiovascular health as you get older. So if you have diabetes, coronary disease, high blood pressure, all those things make it more likely that you'd have something like atrial fibrillation. But to answer your question, I think in the younger population, you don't see coronary disease as often.
Well, that certainly is some good news. Folks, want to tell you about Sneak Peek Shopping presented by Belk and St. Vincent's Healthcare. It happens this Thursday, not this Thursday, but Thursday, March 5th at 5:30 at the Belk and Atlantic Boulevard. Guests will enjoy an exclusive preview of Belk's newest store, 25% off a shopping pass with very limited exclusions, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and live entertainment. Prize opportunities throughout the store, including the chance to win a $1,000 Belk gift card, free makeovers and cosmetic samplings, and a gift with the purchase of Estee Lauder, Clinique, or Lancome Cosmetics. That's happening Thursday, March the 5th at 5:30 at the new Belk store on Atlantic Boulevard. Back after this. Fox News, next.
This is Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Amid an ineffective ceasefire in Ukraine, the U.S. and Britain discussing possible new sanctions against Russia for supporting the rebels.
If this failure continues, make no mistake, there will be further consequences, including consequences that would place added strains on Russia's already troubled economy.
Secretary of State John Kerry. Ukraine and the rebels, meanwhile, have completed the trade of several dozen prisoners. A Colorado firm, Corgenix Medical, has come up with a new Ebola test that could help stop the spread of the virus in West Africa.
The Rebov antigen rapid test gives results in just 15 minutes, doesn't need a lab or electricity to work, and is 92% accurate.
Fox Radio's Paul Tilsley. A tentative labor deal reached involving the West Coast ports, but experts say it could take weeks to clear up the shipment logjam caused by the dispute. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Jacksonville's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. News 104.5 WOKV.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
When someone runs a red light and causes an accident, they didn't mean to. It was just a driving error. Likewise, when a doctor or hospital staff makes a mistake, it's not intentional, just an accident. That's why drivers, doctors, and hospitals get insurance in the first place, to do right by people that they may hurt one day. As Americans, we believe in personal responsibility. We believe in owning up and in stepping up. That's why we pay insurance premiums. We have great doctors and hospitals in most cases, but sometimes they just make a mistake. At Morgan & Morgan, we have a team of lawyers who only handle medical malpractice claims, birth injury, cerebral palsy, birth defects, cancer misdiagnosis, bed sores, and yes, even death. We have doctors on staff to help evaluate your claim. The consultation is free, and you owe us no fee unless we're successful. Visit ForThePeople.com for answers to your questions. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Offices, Jacksonville.
It's Rich Jones with another great feature from the guys at Arlington Toyota. It's Arlington TV. Head to ArlingtonToyota.com and you can browse for it and see all the awesome specials that are available and amazing new videos online. On the specials, a new 2015 Toyota Tundra SR 4.6 liter V8 double cab starting at $29,588. A 2015 Toyota RAV4 LE starting at just $23,088. You see so many, they paid so little, you know that means Arlington Toyota. See dealer for details.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
An 8 on the WOKV weather meter. Much milder temperatures, but we'll have some clouds at times today. A high in the mid to upper 60s, only around 60 at the beaches. Partly cloudy, much milder tonight, around 50. And a very mild Sunday. Partly sunny skies into the mid 70s. Then clouds increase Monday with a few afternoon showers, and it turns cooler with a high of 64. And a few showers and cool Tuesday and Wednesday in the upper 50s. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Now the latest from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
You're moving up to speed leaving downtown on 95 southbound. It'll take you less than 15 minutes to get from the top of the Fuller Warren down to the Beltway on the south end of town. Also on the south side, it's a nice ride on the East Beltway northbound. From 95 up to JTB, it's just 8 minutes. And it's a very busy ride in Orange Park this afternoon on both Blanding Boulevard and US 17, just south of the West Beltway. With Jacksonville's only Saturday traffic, I'm Sarah Jane.
A promotional fee has been paid by the sponsor of this program for its editorial content. Statements, views, and beliefs expressed by the sponsor do not reflect those of WOKV or Cox Media Group. Jacksonville's only all news in the morning. Rich Jones and Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
How hot and stormy your new week will be. We'll update weather and traffic every 6 minutes, Monday starting at 5 on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Our Ask the Experts weekend continues with Ask the Doctor. Ask the Doctor. Brought to you by St. Vincent's Healthcare. To ask a question, give us a call at 340-1045.
And we are glad that you've joined us this half hour. I'm Greg Neft, and this is Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV and St. Vincent's Healthcare. Today's topic, heart health, and we have two very good experts on that subject. Dr. Oza, who's the Chief of Cardiology at St. Vincent's Riverside, and registered dietitian Kat Pitta-Kelly, who's the HeartSmart Coordinator and a really great friend of the program. Guys, thank you so much for being here. We're glad you're with us this beautiful Saturday. Hey, isn't it great that it's finally warming up?
Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
I went to the beach today, and I was like, I was so glad I didn't have to take a winter coat. We are going to go to the phones. 340-1045. 340-1045 is our number if you have a question for these two distinguished experts in the world of heart health. And we're going to go right now to Tyrone, who's been waiting very patiently. He's been calling us from Mandarin. Hi, Tyrone. Welcome to Ask the Doctor.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, sir. What can we help you with?
Good. Listen, about back in 2010, I had what was called a nuclear stress test. And before then, I mean, I was running. I used to play basketball with 20-year-olds. I never had a problem. But the day that I had this stress test, I was on the treadmill, and I had what I thought was a panic attack once I got to the 180 on the heart stress test. And, I mean, the guy was acting like it was routine. And ever since then, ever since that day, I can't run. I can't, you know, jump anything else without having what it feels like is either a panic attack or some kind of thing. It's not any pain in my heart, but I do have diabetes, and I've been listening to you guys saying that the pain might not be there when you have diabetes. Should I be really concerned?
So, Tyrone, has the shortness of breath worsened since your stress test?
No, it's actually gotten better.
Okay.
And again, I'm scared to do anything that really stresses me out, like, you know, running or walking really fast. Because let's say if I take out the garbage and I try to do it at double time, I start to get that beat, beat, beat of my heart. But
sure.
I don't have the pain, but it just it scares the hell out of me. So I stop what I'm doing.
Yeah. So there's two aspects to your question, I think. First, the stress test. I take it your stress test was normal, correct?
Yeah, it was. They said I had a great, strong heart, no problems whatsoever.
So stress tests are actually very predictive of whether or not you have coronary disease, and that's essentially their purpose is you take somebody that has a moderate probability of having coronary disease, and you do what's called a screening test, which is, in this case, a stress test. So if it's negative, chances are you probably have about an 80% chance that there's no significant coronary disease that's causing your symptoms. Now, you being diabetic is another issue because you're not going to manifest your heart disease or coronary disease the same as other people potentially. So you have to be very in tune with how you're feeling. Probably one of the best things you can do is stay active. I always tell my patients, you know, if you're active and you know, exercising regularly, you'll catch any problems a lot sooner than if you're sitting on the couch all the time, because your body will tell you, you know, I can't run a mile anymore. It's harder for me to run a mile, or it takes longer for me to run a mile for some reason than it did, 2 weeks ago. There's something wrong here. Whereas if you're sitting on a couch and you suddenly start getting short of breath, you might have already missed the boat. You might have already done some damage to your heart, or your coronary disease might be quite bad.
I've never had that before, and I never even had any symptoms before this stress test. I mean, came directly after this stress test.
It would be,
I don't know if it's because my heart had never beaten that fast before, where it got me scared.
Well, chances are, if you're playing basketball with 20-year-olds, you probably did get your heart rate up close to that. It would be very unusual for a stress test to actually cause damage in your heart, because they actually, if you had a nuclear stress test, they actually checked your heart directly after you exercised, and if it came back normal, your heart function was normal. So it really couldn't have done any damage to your heart. Now, you say you have panic attacks. That's another reason that you can have shortness of breath, and you definitely should get that looked into. But my recommendation to you would really be to stay as active as possible, especially being diabetic. You don't want to become inactive and start gaining weight and just becoming less healthy. I think that would probably be
best. Okay, so get off the couch, get busy, because I'll tell you what, I retired recently, and I have been on the couch a lot more than I'm used to.
Well, now you get more time to exercise.
Yeah.
Thank awesome. You, Tyrone.
These other things came before I retired, though, and that's what kind of concerned me a little bit, because I got, heart disease all over my family.
Yeah, and for diabetics, I think regular testing is more, it's not, if you have any change in symptoms, I think that's definitely something you should talk to your doctor about.
Okay, all right.
Thank
because
you.
I'm absolutely scared to get on a treadmill again. For the same,
Yeah, maybe voice your concerns to your physician, and if he or she feels that you need to maybe do another stress test, because it's been about 5 years since you had your last one, that may be recommended, especially because you do have diabetes. So maybe talk to your physician about that and your concerns.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys being on the air.
No problem. Thanks,
Thank
Tyrone.
You, Tyrone. Sure to appreciate that. We've got a flurry of calls to get to right now. Let's go to Mike. He's on the road right now. Mike is on the road, and he's got a question for Ask the Doctor, News 104.5 WOKV 3401045. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Yeah, I'm doing a comparison to myself and a friend that I grew up with. We're same age, 62. His father had open heart or bypass surgery when he was about 42, 43, again, a heavy, heavy smoker. Now, his son is morbidly obese, okay, over 300 pounds, but he's a tall man, 6'2". But his cholesterol is fine, his blood pressure is fine, and he's never had heart issues, okay? Again, his father having bypass at 42, and the only thing difference between the two was smoking. Now, my father had coronary disease, had to have a bypass right around 60 years of age. And it was, I guess, primarily cholesterol. But myself, I've been on statins since I was 45, and I cannot bring my, which is the HDL, is the negative one, but I can't get it under control. Even at I believe it was 800 or 80 milligrams of it or something like that. Anyway, my question is, how bad is smoking regarding heart disease?
I generally tell my patients there's no medication or procedure I can do that's going to help you as much as quitting smoking. It's probably the single worst thing you can do to your body, especially your cardiovascular system. So, I agree with you that, your friend's dad, smoking probably did accelerate his heart disease and contributed to his needing bypass surgery at age 42. However, that's quite young, and that would definitely be a positive history for family history for coronary disease on your friend's medical chart, and you really want to be very, very aggressive about screening in patients like that. You generally start about 10 years earlier than your parent or first degree relative had their heart disease. So in his case, he should have started screening right around 32 or so. And by screening, I mean we often do a stress test at that age. If you had a relative that really had advanced coronary disease at a young age. I think you did the right thing. You started your statin early. You probably had an elevated LDL, and you started it early, so you hopefully slowed the progression of the coronary disease that could have been building up had you not checked your LDL. So I think the best lesson to learn from both of your stories is that, screening and checking, knowing your numbers, managing your risk factors is extremely important.
The one thing, though, that comes to mind that, I can't get a handle on is the fact that with all his negative, life habits, and his father, my friend that I'm talking about now, having bypass at 42, how was it that he's exempt with the bad life choices, the heavy weight, and he has been monitored. He goes religiously to his general practitioner and cardiologist, but he shows no signs of heart disease yet. his father, who, you know, I remember all getting around to do blood donations for him when he went in for bypass. But how did he escape it, or is it just genetics on that part?
Well, yeah, I think everybody's a little different. You know, there's some people that smoke their whole lives and never get lung cancers. There's some, and other people smoke a few years and you hear that they get lung cancer. So people are affected by you know, things very differently, and stressors to their cardiovascular system very differently. So you know, he's very fortunate that he can be quite obese and it still not affect his cardiovascular system. However, there are other things besides coronary disease that he's at higher risk for: diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea is another one. Sleep apnea can actually, which is essentially, you know, not restricted, but occurs most frequently in people that are obese, and it puts a lot of strain on the heart, puts you at risk for other heart arrhythmias and even cardiac arrest in the future. So, you know, I don't think being obese is ever a healthy a choice to make. If it is a choice in his case, you know, eating more healthy is definitely going to help him as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, Mike. Thank you very much for calling Ask the Doctor. Phone lines hopping here, 340-1045, right over to James in Mandarin. James from Mandarin on the line right now. Oh, we're not, maybe not. James, you there? James? Okay, we're going to move right along here to Scott from Palatka. Scott, welcome. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's your question?
I was 2 years ago, I went in for a physical, and they found a heart murmur. Sent me for an echo, and it came back that I had stenosis of the aortic valve. They said mild. Went for another echo yesterday, 2 years later. There's no change in it. I have changed my lifestyle quite a bit. I'm eating a lot more lean meat, more vegetables, and trying to get as much rest as I can, but with my work, it's hard to do. Is there anything else in lifestyle that could affect the aortic valve on the stenosis side of it?
Sure. I think there's two things you can do. One, you have mild aortic stenosis, which, you know, many people have when they get a routine echo. You know, your doctor was very diligent, and he caught this because of a murmur that you had. Most people can live a completely normal life with mild aortic stenosis. What you have to watch out for is progression of that stenosis. Stenosis is generally due to calcification of the valve. So you have calcium deposits kind of make the valve harder and less able to open appropriately. So what you want to do is make sure you stay extremely active, because that'll be the telling sign of if this is getting worse and if they need to start monitoring this more frequently. Because if you're exercising regularly, as the aorta gets aortic valve gets tighter, it'll be harder for you to exercise if it does get tighter. The other thing that you can do is change your diet. Again, I think you've done some of that. You've cut out some of these saturated fats and things in your diet. But you know, going to more of a plant-based diet has been shown to reverse some of these things. There's not many medications. There's some studies that show that statins possibly may help this and slow down the progression. But then there's other studies that show that it really doesn't do anything. So that doesn't necessarily, you know, I don't think that would pass muster as far as a recommendation I'd make to you. But I think, you know, moving away, you said you eat lean meats, but even moving away from those, I often recommend my patients try to, you know, stay away from animal products in general and try to move towards more of a plant-based diet. Those sorts of things can help halt the progression of calcification of your valve.
Right. Okay. Yes. Besides that, I'm regular. You know, I'm healthy for I'm 43 years old.
Sure.
And yeah, my blood pressure is a little bit elevated, but it's always been higher than the quintessential 120 over 80. It's always been 130 over 80, 85. And you know, everything else is good. So that's why.
But yeah, you want to.
What I can do is just change my lifestyle.
Sure, sure. You want to keep it that way. So yeah, I think you're moving in the right direction. But definitely stay active. I would implement a regular exercise regimen as well, so you know if you do have any increasing shortness of breath or changes in your exercise tolerance.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you very much, Scott. And let's get to David very quickly from the West Side, waiting patiently. David, what's your question?
Hey, I'm 52, and like a lot of my friends, we've given up smoking, and because we heard it, you know, causes heart disease, and as everybody knows. But we're going to, you know, the vaping, and I'm actually doing nicotine spray, which is like pure nicotine. Besides constricting your blood vessels, is there anything in nicotine itself that causes heart damage?
Well, yeah, nicotine has been shown to to damage the lining of your blood vessels and increase your chances for heart disease in general. There's very little evidence and very little research that's been done on vaping. So that's a tough question. We do need to do more research on that.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for talking with us, David. We sure do appreciate it. When we come back, we're going to talk about a new study regarding AFib, that dreaded word. We're going to talk about that, plus how you can get involved in the HeartSmart program. It's all ahead. Stay with us. We've got a stimulating hour of talk right here on News 104.5 WOKV. It's Ask the Doctor. I'm Greg Neff. Back in a flash.
Monday morning, so you can plan your week and the weekend ahead. The extended five-day forecast every 15 minutes.
From 5 to 9.
On Jacksonville's Morning News.
There's no place like home, especially when you're not feeling well. Only one hospital system in the region is now offering patients online check-in for emergency room and walk-in clinic visits, with the added convenience of being able to wait from the comfort of your own home. St. Vincent's has made the process easy. Simply visit waitathomeer.com and schedule your visit. When you arrive, we'll see you within 15 minutes, not hours. St. Vincent's Healthcare. Above, beyond, because.
Dear management and staff at St. Vincent's,
there are not enough ways to thank you for all the work you did to save my life.
Your staff really delivered on your mission, above, beyond, because.
These are actual letters our nurses and associates received from their patients at St. Vincent's.
You're here to help patients, not just to collect a paycheck.
My grandchildren also thank you for saving Papa. That's me.
Tell us about your experience at jackshealth.com. St. Vincent's Healthcare, above, beyond, because.
Thinking of renting a home in Clay or St. Johns County? Why not lease it with the option to own it? I'm Vince Fattizi with Coldwell Banker Premier Properties. Clay and St. Johns have fantastic homes that are available for immediate occupancy. Let me find you the perfect rental home that you can lease right now and convert to own later, but only if you want to. Call me now for all program details, 635-1086. You must make application and qualify, but once you do, you are in total control. 635-1086. Call now.
Herman Cain here. And like most people, I love getting a luxury experience, especially when it comes to buying a Lexus. That's why I love Brumos Lexus. At Brumos Lexus of Orange Park and Lexus of Jacksonville, you always get the outstanding customer service you deserve. Not to mention incredible offers on all your favorite Lexus models, including the all-new first-ever Lexus RC Coupe and NX crossover. They also have a great selection of pre-owned and certified pre-owned Lexus, so you'll always find what you're looking for. And that's not all. Every vehicle that Brumos services is covered by the Brumos Lifetime Warranty, so you can fix it once, never pay again. Go visit my friends at Brumos. Either Brumos Lexus of Orange Park on Blanding Boulevard or Brumos Lexus of Jacksonville on Atlantic Boulevard, and tell them Herman sent you. Or to view their entire inventory online, visit Brumos.com.
This is Lieutenant DJ Valentine, the Executive Director of the Police Athletic League. We'd like to invite you to grab your hat and boots and join us for a good time at our annual Sheriff's Roundup benefiting PAL. This country western celebration will take place on Saturday, March 28th at 6:30 p.m. at the Deerwood Country Club. With your support, we can continue to deliver our core program services. For tickets or sponsorships, go to JaxPal.com. That's JaxPal.com. You can make a difference in the life of a child. PAL today. Leader for life.
Is that a knife?
That's my old security system. What's he doing here?
Whoa, Bubbles! Sire, for weeks I have crossed thousands of miles of land and sea to deliver an alert from home. Everything is fine.
Oh, man.
Why don't you just switch to Xfinity Home? You can get real-time text and email alerts, plus live video monitoring you can watch from anywhere.
My liege, does thy friend want to take this duel to the stables?
Don't be old-fashioned. Switch to Xfinity Home and get real-time text and email alerts, remote thermostat and lighting control, and 24/7 professional monitoring. Xfinity customers at Xfinity Home for $29.95 a month for 12 months. Plus, for a limited time, get a free security camera for live video monitoring. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY or visit comcast.com/Xfinity Home. Xfinity Home. Connected. Protected. Home. Camera offer ends 3/8/15. Restrictions apply. Limited to secure 300 service for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Installation taxes, equipment, and fees extra. FLEF 000921. EF2 000100002. EF 000010095. TNACL 1597. ACL 1604.
The WOKV First Alert Forecast.
A mix of clouds and sun today, but much milder temperatures reaching the mid to upper 60s inland, low 60s at the beaches. It's an 8 on the WOKV weather meter. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 50 degrees. Partly sunny, very mild tomorrow, all the way up to 76. And then clouds increase Monday, a few afternoon showers, and it turns cooler with a high of 64. I'm Action News Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for News 104.5 WOKV.
Wrapping your company's car truck is a colorful and cost-effective way to promote your business. News 104.5 does it, and you can do it too. Find out more at IdentityDesignFL.com. That's IdentityDesignFL.com.
Ask the Doctor on News 104.5 WOKV as we wrap up. We're talking about what can happen with your heart. Now let's talk about how you can help your heart. Kat, the Heart Smart program. I've heard about it before, but it always amazes me every time you talk about it. Just an amazing program.
Well, thanks, Greg. I'm happy to be here and sharing the good news about the program once again. And our next cohort will be starting Tuesday, March 10th.
So cohort is like a class, right?
Yes, okay. That's right. So it's an 8-week comprehensive cardiovascular and wellness program. And we are all about preventing and even reversing heart disease so that we can get people feeling better, doing more, and getting out and enjoying life.
Yeah.
So over the 8 weeks that the program meets, we talk about heart-healthy nutrition, regular physical activity, daily stress management.
Yeah.
As well as each of those 8 sessions, we provide tasty, heart-healthy meals that participants receive the recipes to each night. And we're getting really amazing feedback and results thus far. So if we look at the average weight loss of our first cohort, it was a little over 9 pounds.
Not bad.
Which is a 4% total body weight loss,
nice.
Which is really amazing considering this was over the holiday season that we met. So from the beginning of November until the beginning of January.
Now, it is an investment. We have to put that up front, but it's a wise investment, wouldn't you say?
That's right. So included in the cost of the program, you have one-on-one pre-program and post-program health assessments.
Sure.
You have one-on-one nutrition counseling sessions. Mm-hmm. Weekly feedback on your food and exercise logs.
And
then once the 8-week portion ends, then we have 6 months of follow-up and support.
Such a value. How can people reach you?
So they can call me at St. Vincent's at 308-8460.
One more time on that.
308-8460. Or you can visit us on the web at jaxhealth.com/heartsmart.
I'm going to get that note from you, that phone number, so we can leave that in the control room because obviously people are going to call in. You know, we talk about prevention and we talk about eating right and doing the right things. And doctor, there's a study out that says that if you do these things, that if you make your heart right, you're really going to see some results.
Yeah. So one of the studies that you're talking about has to do with atrial fibrillation. So the procedure that I perform probably most in my practice is called atrial fibrillation ablation, which is essentially we can use a catheter to eliminate where AFib comes from in the heart. Well, they did a study that looked at separating these patients after ablation into two groups, one with normal follow-up and one with aggressive disease, aggressive lifestyle changes, which is diet, exercise, smoking cessation, things like that.
Like what Kat does.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. We looked at it after 2 years. This is a study out of Australia, and they found that there was a 5-fold improvement in AFib-free patients in the lifestyle change half of the group. So it was approximately, they had an 88% success rate versus about a 38% success rate. So it's dramatically higher. So now we're really changing our beliefs as to, you know, how AFib progresses. And we really realize that diet and exercise play a huge role in this disease.
Very quickly, what do you see on the horizon in terms of heart health and cardiovascular procedures? What's coming?
Well, you know, there's so much technology. There's a minimally invasive valve replacement. The aortic valve is already being replaced like that. Mitral valve replacement is just around the corner. But I think overall, diet and exercise, those are two key components in cardiovascular health, and that's becoming more and more apparent to us.
Put down the French fry then.
Exactly.
Dr. Kat, thank you so much for joining us. Ask the Doctor back next week. I'm Greg Neff. Thank you so much for joining us. Fox News next, followed by Pet Health Talk. It's all straight ahead on News 104.5 WOKV. Talk to you soon.